So we're talking about gyms and exercises and stuff, Jules, and I want to ask you a question, maybe a bit of advice.
Okay.
And you know Madonna?
Not personally, but...
Right. Well, I heard that Madonna had, like, started this craze where people do gym, they do yoga in hot rooms. And the benefit is that because your muscles are all warm, you can do much longer, like, stretches. You can stretch much further. But the counter argument is that you get dehydrated and you might damage yourself.
To be honest, I don't know so much about it. Madonna certainly didn't start it. It's called Bikram yoga.
Okay.
And it originates in, I think, in India. But I think the underlying idea is that because yoga originates in India, that we should practice yoga in the same climatic conditions. Therefore,
right.
You should be stretching and working out in hot, humid, 35 plus. And of course, your body is much more flexible when it's warm, and you get a lot. I've never done it actually because I can go in a sauna, but only for a couple of minutes because I start to feel my heart beat and I get dizzy and stuff.
Already?
I don't like it. So the thought of working out in that kind of climate would kind of scares me a little bit.
Maybe I don't need to try that then.
But I think you'd benefit from yoga. Everybody benefits from yoga, especially someone with your back issues.
My poor back, yeah.
Your weight training, was that on your doctor's advice or are you just trying to strengthen up so that you can protect your body?
I have a physio and they advised me that one of the problems I have with my back is that the muscles get tired and that there's like a vicious circle. So if you get tired muscles, they go hard. And as they're hard, they get, tense. And as they get tense, they get more tired more easily. So you've got like a vicious circle. They're tense, so they get tired. And as they're tired, they get more tense.
Oh, okay.
And one of the reasons they get tired is because they're not strong and you overdo the activity. So, like, if you run a marathon, you know, the next day your legs are really tired and they really hurt. It's the same kind of principle that if you do the same position, like using a computer for a long time, the small controlling muscles get tired. So if you can strengthen them, you can sit at the computer without getting tired for as long.